Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 73 for Thursday, September 22nd. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mixed Thursday morning, with the front-month contracts taking strength from higher vegetable oil prices, while the more deferred values were weighed down by large global supplies of oil seeds. Canola was anywhere from 20 cents below unchanged to 10 cents above, with the November contract checking in at $464.30 a ton. That's up 10 cents. Malaysian palm oil, U.S. soy oil, and European rapeseed futures were all stronger, which was supportive. Wet weather across parts of Western Canada has slowed down harvest and raised concerns over quality. Farmer selling was light and crude oil was stronger, which was bullish. However, U.S. soybeans were lower, which undermined the market. The Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less attractive to international buyers. In the U.S., soybeans were 1 cent lower. The most active November contract was at $9.89 a bushel. Commercial selling was also a factor in the morning activity. The national average basis is weakening for soybeans, and that had a downward effect on the market. On the other side, more rain is expected to fall in the U.S. Midwest, and that should delay the harvest. Corn was 4 to 5 cents lower, with the December contract coming in at $3.35 a bushel. The record large crop continues to weigh on values. The short-term outlook is tough to gauge, and that's why some investors are kind of just sitting on the sidelines right now. As harvest ramps up, though, it's tough to see a rally happening. Barge freight in Illinois has gone up 25%, and this is adding 3.5 cents per bushel to the cost of moving corn down to the Gulf. Weekly ethanol production was down. On the other side, though, weekly corn export sales were solid at 922,000 tons. U.S. wheat was a cent lower, with the December contract coming in at $4.06 a bushel. The market felt pressure by large global supplies of wheat. Whenever a rally is attempted on the charts, it quickly gets beat back down right now. U.S. weekly export sales were at the top end of trade expectations, and relative weakness in the U.S. dollar was supportive for wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, September 22nd, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.